Welcome to the Words of Life program. Each week, we present a gospel program sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want to tell you about Jesus. Today, our speaker, Brother David Johnson, will use Proverbs 2:1-9 to talk to us about what is right and just and fair. We pray that God will bless you as you listen. At the end of the program, we will give our mailing address and email address. We now praise our Lord with song.
Come into His presence with thanksgiving in your heart and give Him praise, and give Him praise. Come into His presence with thanksgiving in your heart, your voice is raised, your voice is raised.
Give glory.
Yeah.
Please pray with me. Holy Father, we humbly bow before you in prayer with thanksgiving in our hearts for all that you do for us. We are especially thankful for the forgiveness that is found in Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much that you gave Jesus for our salvation. Please use the words of this program so that we can know what is right and just and fair. We are concerned for our listeners. We ask that you will bless each of them with the convictions, peace, and physical healing that are needed, and may each person understand that all blessings are from you. In closing, we ask that we will be found ready for the promised return of Jesus, and thank you for hearing us and allowing us to call you Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present What is Right and Just and Fair.
It's good to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is, What is Right and Just and Fair. And our primary text is taken from Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. Please listen to the Word of God. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commandments within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. This is the Word of God. It is sometimes asked, can I have my questions about God answered? A wise answer would probably be yes and no. Yes, in Scripture, with the Holy Spirit, the born-again Christian especially can receive answers to very many questions about God and the things of God. However, no, even believers cannot fully, comprehensively have all their questions answered with certainty in this life about God and the things of God. Even Bible scholars and theologians have debated and continue to disagree on many issues and vexing questions. This is inherently obvious, as how can mere creatures fully understand their Creator and all about His will and ways? The subjects of God and His divine Word and will are so immense and so profound and deep that we simply cannot fathom all of it. Most studied believers understand that the more they learn about God and the things of the Bible, the truths of the Bible, the principles of the Bible, the more they realize how little they actually do know with complete, comprehensive clarity. Yet this does not mean we are left without good reasons for what we do believe and what we can know. When we see life and its dilemmas from a godlike viewpoint, we do gain discernment and direction. Christianity is not a blind faith. While we must accept our human limitations, God has revealed to believers, as it so states in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Therefore, the ability to grow in godly wisdom doesn't come just from our intellect, but instead from God Himself, as we develop our relationship in Him through the Scriptures and submission to the Holy Spirit. So the source for wisdom is as revealed in James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. A mind, heart, or will that wavers is not convinced that God's word or will is best. He treats God's word like any human advice, and therefore often chooses to follow his own way rather than God's way. That should not be. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 2 and verse 9, we can develop a mindset of trust in God, living out the moral benefits of godly wisdom. Note a few key words and phrases. Accept my words and store up my commands within you, applying your heart to understanding. Call out for insight. Search for it as for hidden treasure. Understand the fear of the Lord. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. Protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair. We gain wisdom through a consistent process of growing our trust and reliance upon God and His Word, not ourselves, not the world around us. Let's begin with some of these questions. Why does God seem hidden from us, for example? This is a question especially concerning in our troubled times. Of course, God is, in a real sense, hidden from us in that He is not a material being. Scripture reveals God is spirit. Gospel of John chapter 4 and verse 24. Therefore, God, as spirit, is invisible to our eyes. This is also revealed to us in Scripture. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 17, that says, "Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." God is in another dimension of existence than we human beings in this life. That does not necessarily mean that He does not exist, of course. We cannot see gravity, but we know that it exists. Likewise, our invisible God is there. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. His Spirit is throughout the cosmos. He is the Creator. Actually, a major reason God is hidden from us is indicated by Scripture, as when the Lord stated to Moses in Exodus chapter 33 and verse 20, "But," He said, "you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." This is due to God's perfect holiness and humans' unholiness. Consider Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 that says in part, "Death came to all men because all sinned." Sinful human beings cannot see the spirit form of God in His holy and awesome splendor. So He must remain hidden from us until our perfection in believers' glorification. Then we shall see God. Yet God does want relationship with the pinnacle of His creation, the human race. God has enabled us to know Him through the sacrificial death of His Son, whom atoned for our sin. God is not hidden in that He has revealed Himself through His creation, obvious to our senses. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. God is also revealed through our consciences of discerning, of the ability, the God-given ability of discerning moral right and wrong, ethical right and wrong. This principle is described in Romans chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, in which, quote, Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, end of quote. God and His wisdom and will are also revealed through the Scriptures. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. God is not hidden, but revealed through His church, His people called out of the world. Regarding His church, consider Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 23, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way, referring to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The church is His body on earth, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way, as Jesus, the Son of God, is the head of the church. God is not hidden, but discerned through the indwelling of His Holy Spirit in the lives of born-again Christians, as described in Romans chapter 8, verses 9 through 11. It says in part, "You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. What can be seen and is evident is the godly life of a son or daughter of God who has been redeemed by Christ." The Gospels reveal the perfect God-man, Jesus Christ, who was seen, as in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9, all the fullness of deity who lives in bodily form. And billions of professing Christians over 20 centuries believe He is the Son of God raised from the dead. A commentator writes these words, quote, "So while God may be hidden to us in the material world, He has still revealed Himself to us in substantial ways. And on one level, the hidden aspect of God is not a negative thing. His hiddenness can have a very positive result." Really? He told the children of Israel, quote, "If you look for Me in earnest, you will find Me when you seek Me. I will be found by you," end quote. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 13 and 14 in the New Living Translation. Jesus said, "Seek and you will find," Luke chapter 11, verse 9 in the NIV version. As with hidden treasure, God wants us to seek and search and discover all of the riches that His relationship with us offers. There is mystery to that which is hidden from us. And that mystery can deepen our desire to know the hidden riches of God. End quote. Ultimately, it must be our faith in God. That is what God desires of us. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. The righteous will live by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. In order to know what is right and just and fair. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 9. We live by faith. So, will God always be hidden from us? No, of course not. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8. The very words of Jesus Christ, the Lord Himself. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
We thank you for listening to our program today. You may have a free CD of this broadcast by asking for program 2132. That's 2132. If we can help you in your relationship with Jesus, or if you have questions about what you have heard, please feel free to write to us. We want to hear from you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life. Sing now.